Oh, we are live, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to MutinyRadio.fm. I'm Marlon Morales. Can everybody please give a big hello?
Hello.
All right, now we're going to do something very different. We're going to interview everybody here that is with us today. So, all right, but first we're going to interview a girl named Sweet Gail on the phone. Let's hope she's on.
All the time, I'm on something. So, what are you gonna tell me? Hello.
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 Yeah,
We got a couple questions for you.
Oh yeah. After that, there's something I want to ask too, and see if someone has the answer to it.
Sweet Gail, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I got some questions to ask you. All right. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. What is something that no one knows about you?
I didn't win the lottery yet.
Damn, you won the lottery.
No, I did not win the lottery.
Oh. Alright, here's your second question. What is your favorite color and why is it your favorite color?
Well, yeah, I like a lot of colors. I like red, I like purple and blue and green, but I really like purple.
Why is it your favorite color? Why is purple your favorite color?
I don't know. I just like the color.
All right.
Does anyone know why they like a color?
All right. Here's another one. Who is your favorite musician or artist?
Oh, I like Roy Orbison. Are you familiar with him?
Nice. Is he like one of your favorites?
Oh, well, I like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Bobby Darin, all those old things. But Roy Orbison had an interesting life story.
Nice. I actually heard of Frank Sinatra.
What was that?
I've heard of all those guys there.
Yeah, well, if you ever get a chance, you can read a biography of Roy Orbison. His life story was really interesting.
No worries. Here's another one. What is your favorite food?
Oh, gee. Anything that doesn't get away from me, it doesn't have a chance. But I like pasta a lot. You know, macaroni, spaghetti, things like that.
Hmm. Really?
Sure. And cheese. And sugar. I'm a sugar nut. You know, I don't have to go shoot up. I just get a candy bar.
All right. I got another one. Do you like any sports?
Sports?
Yeah.
To watch?
No, like either watch or play.
Well, I'm not very fit to play anymore, but I used to like to play a little baseball, a little basketball. Not that I was good at it, I just like to play them.
Do you watch any sports teams?
Not really. I was watching that Little League stuff when they had it on, you know, some of that. Because they had the Little League team that got dishonored and they took their title away. And I think they were playing the South Koreans. And I noticed that towards the end of the game, when they were behind, then they really started to step it up, you know, try harder and harder. This is my opinion. They became more intense. But they should have been intense all the time. I mean, they were trying hard all the time, but when the score went up and it was almost done, it seemed to me they were trying even harder. And they should have put that extra effort in all through the place. This is just my observation.
All right. Do you have any favorite comedians?
Comedians. Let me see. I used to like Abbott and Costello, and then who else? Jerry Lewis. But then I like all the ladies comedians, you know. Who was that? Oh, yeah. You know, Rosie O'Donnell, she left The View again because she had personal problems or something. But I used to enjoy watching her. You know, I think she brought in the ratings on that, but she had to leave because she had things to attend to in her personal life.
All right. What do you think about Pam?
Who, Pam?
As a comedian. Pam? What do you think about Pam as a comedian?
Pam, the lady that works at your deal?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, she's a hard worker, man.
Is she funny?
Yeah, she's funny.
But like, how funny? Like, can she make you laugh your pants off?
Haven't you? You must have seen her perform, right? Did I lose you? Hello?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Sorry.
You've seen her on stage, haven't you?
Huh?
You've seen Pam do her work, perform. You've seen her performance?
I haven't seen her perform yet.
Oh, well, yeah, she works really hard.
All right, aren't you a comedian?
Oh, yeah, you can look me up on the computer.
All right. That's actually really that's actually kind of nice.
I watch me take my clothes off in the video they have on the computer. I like to take I'm taking my clothes off in a bar, and I like to get a look at that.
Oh.
It's a joke in one way, but it's true. But there's a couple of things I wanted to ask you and whoever else to see if they can give me some answers to it.
All right. Why don't you ask us a question?
All right. There's two things.
Go ahead.
I've been thinking, now they have all these game shows on, right?
Yeah.
And they allow them to have it. Isn't that gambling? How come we can't set up a lottery or something? But all these game shows, that's gambling, and that's legal. How is that legal?
There's a reason for that. It's because they don't literally gamble it out. They, like, have the game shows here, but if they lose, they get, like, $250 because if they lost. But if they win, they don't, like, literally give them that much money. They give half of what they won. So it's not like gambling, saying, like, they're all your money. You get you get one chance. You win that much money, they give you half.
Have you been watching If You Want to Be a Millionaire?
I've seen that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if they're giving you $5 or $10,000. They're still giving you money on a chance game. That's still gambling. And I don't know how they legally get away with it. I mean, what's the legality? Obviously, it's gambling, and they're doing it for money and everything. So I want to know how come they get away with that. Unless it's the part where they're not putting up any money. You know, they're not putting anything into it. And then the other one is The Bachelor. You know The Bachelor?
You know that show, right?
The Red Roses, Pick Out a Woman.
I wanna ask you one thing.
Do you know that?
I wanna ask you one thing.
Yeah, well, what I wanna know is, how come they don't get them for prostitution?
What?
That's prostitution, isn't it? It's a more high level, but isn't that prostitution? They're over there trying to please the guy, and then they go into the fantasy suite. You know, what the hell is happening in there?
Just saying, we're under 18.
I'm asking.
You know we're under 18, right?
What was that?
The only person who's 18 is me, and everybody else is under 18, so...
Oh, jeez, I didn't know that. You gotta tell me these things.
I guess you gave a little too much information on that
one. Tell me these little details before.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Mistakes happen.
I didn't know. See, but anyway, misinformed again.
Can I ask you something?
But you think about both those questions and try to figure out how come they're allowed to gamble and how come they're allowed to have the Bachelor show. But if we wanted to set up a game or something like that is illegal. Maybe you can research it. So what are you all doing over there?
Well, we're just interviewing people. I got my buddy wants to ask a question.
So I've never thought
about.
They
want to ask me a question. Go ahead.
It's me. So.
It's a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So my name is Ivan, and that was my buddy Marlon.
Yeah, ask me.
And I have one. I wanna say something. That was really smart of you, to connect gambling with the game show.
I can't hear you. You have to speak up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So I said that was really smart of you, to figure out that gambling is the same, almost related to the TV show.
Well,
I never thought of it that way.
Well, I can't. You know, I'm just trying to get other people's opinion. Why they can do it and we can't do it.
True.
You know, they've been having these shows way back in the, since they had radio and no television.
I got one question. What is your favorite pastime?
My favorite time? Well, I like television. Because I'm sick and I got bad arthritis, my mobility is all screwed up. But I don't know what kind of TV you watch, but I like, they got all these channels now. They got MeTV, they play old shows. And they got Channel 4, got something called Antenna TV. And then a couple of weeks ago, Channel 5 put another channel in. And what they do is they take a whole TV series and play it from beginning to end. You know, they don't. They started out, I think, with Route 66, and they had Love American Style, and now they're on the Untouchables. It's Channel 5-2, and they're playing the whole series of the Untouchables. What else? They play Gomer Pyle MC, USMC. Do you know any of these shows?
I have heard of some, but right now we gotta wrap this up. So thank you, Gail, for being our person to interview.
Oh thank yeah, you. I like talking. That's what I do. That's another of my favorite pastimes. All right, thank you for the time. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, that was lovely. I've never seen that kind of an interview before. I really never heard anybody talk that much, but
hey, she might be listening.
She might not. Nah, she hung up the phone. If she would have been listening, I would have been in so much trouble.
I think she's still listening. Just saying.
No, she isn't.
Yeah, she is. She might be still listening.
The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
farts,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
A soothing noise. All right, now we're gonna have some other people getting interviewed, but I'm off the hook, so.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, you guys, Lamberto, Carlos, if you guys want to ask me anything, you guys are free to ask.
Really?
Yeah, you guys are free to ask.
Me too.
I don't care if you guys ask anything. Go ahead, lay it on me. Anything? Give me random.
10 minutes later.
What do you eat on Saturdays?
What do you eat on Saturdays, I guess?
Saturdays, I don't really eat that much. I either eat...
That's a lie.
It just happened.
I actually don't.
That's a big lie.
Yeah, I think you're going with it.
Yeah, actually, I really don't eat that much. There's actually times where I have to wash myself.
Dude, it actually...
Really?
Yeah, so I have to wash myself. Saturdays and Sundays, I would eat a lot, but I... There's like times where I would go far beyond where I eat. So Saturdays and Sundays, I watch myself.
I like how the question was about
dang.
Food.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah, like, really? What are you guys playing for food?
Hey, Eduardo. Random. Eduardo, what game are you playing, sir?
Me? I'm playing J-Stars.
Dude! Stop! Pay attention.
It's a Japanese game. It's only a Japanese game. You guys won't understand anything, so I'm sorry.
Don't be rude to the crowd.
It's about a crossover between every single anime character.
Don't be rude to the crowd, man. They might know.
There's so many characters inside. I don't even know how many are there.
Bo, 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 bo.
Oh, he got one.
We have a winner.
Yeah.
Arthur.
Goku. Isn't that
what? What's something that we don't know? What we don't know. About what? About you.
If it's only better make it quick.
I love my dog. If like something happens to it, I don't know what I would do. I just black out and just kill yourself.
What? No. Whoa.
Well, that
Carlos.
You took it too far, Carlos.
No. Carlos, seriously.
It's worth it.
Dude, he sounds like Stewie from Family Guy. Liquid stun. Brian dies. No! Brian! Why'd you die?
All right. But then he comes back alive.
Yeah.
All right, Renzo, you can listen to me. You can hear me, right?
What's up?
Is his mic on? Or?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Can you hear me?
No, can
you? No, can you hear me?
Is his mic on?
You big moron. It's like, can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Like that?
Is this close to me?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get it.
Eduardo, calm down. We all know you have a crush on Julia.
Who's Julia?
That woman that Michael's going out with.
Who's Julia? I thought it was Julia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Julia's
and that's not... I don't even like her.
Then how come you and Michael
I don't even talk to her.
See?
It's more like she doesn't talk to him, but...
Yeah. No. Shut up.
Hey, see, that's the only problem with Eduardo.
Bruh, no. No. Well, I do talk to her, but the thing is...
I'm like Eduardo's wingman, so...
No, you are. You don't even go to my school.
Oh, my God.
No. First of all, that's Michael's girl. That's not my girl. I'm not taking someone's girl, okay?
Yet.
What? Shut up, Renzo, or I'll take your girl.
Not one yet.
Ah, he stole your girl a long time ago.
When you get one.
Joke's on you.
Hey, Eduardo, you know the reason why everybody takes your girl?
I don't have any.
That's why, because they take it already. Hey, Renzo, I need to ask you a question.
What's up?
Why'd you work at the Boys and Girls Club? Why are you working? Are you a volunteer working there?
I am volunteering under a school program called WLE, where I have to volunteer for 4 hours a week in order to get my college experience.
I see. All right.
Ew.
All right, Carlos.
Damn.
Let's do something.
Hey, Marlon. Why did you cry when Popeyes got burnt down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened to KFC? You didn't cry then.
Yeah.
Was Popeye's out at that time, so you didn't care?
No, that's way
Popeye's the best.
Okay, first, does it look like I'm burning Mac Black? Does it look like I'm that?
You don't have to be black to love Popeye's.
You look like you go to Popeye's.
Racist.
We'll try not to be overtly racist here.
Yeah, Marlon.
Yeah, Marlon, what's the problem?
Usually mentioning a specific race and the specific food that they might particularly eat can sometimes be a racially charged statement.
Shame on you.
It's like saying that all black people eat chicken. It's like that's a racist statement. Just like saying that all Latin Americans eat beans. But, I mean, although they do eat beans... You wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a thing.
Yeah.
You still learn how to be more culturally sensitive.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Yeah, you guys
are
good at
this.
Hey, Marlon.
Respect each other.
I thought you were going to ask me a question.
Yeah, Marlon.
All right, All right, Carlos, I got you. Are you going to be like a computer engineer? Because you like technology so much.
Yeah, pretty good, dude.
Maybe. No.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't know.
Like, what are you going to do? Technology? Arts?
What do you want to do when you grow up?
There you go.
I don't know.
Really?
Hobo.
Well, that's not really a job yet, but...
Arthur, never say that again, dude.
I got one for Arturo. Hey, Arturo, what's your favorite superhero? Who's your favorite superhero?
Batman.
Just tell us.
Superman.
Just tell us.
The Hulk.
Batman, you just said it.
What?
The Incredible Hulk.
Are you sure?
He's not really a hero. I mean,
are you sure?
Yes, he's sure.
Yes.
Yeah, are you sure isn't someone that's out for the sea?
Okay, no. Dude, enough.
No.
Catwoman?
Oh, my God. I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say Choche Man.
I know he is. That's why I
You get it. Eduardo can't make any funny jokes because they all die in the end.
Huh?
You can't make any jokes,
dude. You said something?
It's like a hurricane. It's exciting at first, but ends in disaster.
At least it's
exciting. Next question.
On hey, who?
Arthur. No. I heard you like someone. At school. Oh.
Ooh. Arthur. You got a crush on?
Uh-huh. Carlos, I heard you. I heard you that you were dating someone.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, little man going out with somebody. Let's go.
My tips paid off.
Yeah, Arthur, your turn. Who do you have a crush on? Do I have to say?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to say no.
Okay, I'll say it for you.
Jennifer. Kiana, that's who he dating.
Jennifer what?
Lawrence.
Luna. Luna.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer Luna.
So the girl's name is Jennifer Luna. That sounds not bad.
I'm gonna guess that although you guys had 5,000 downloads last month on your podcast, I don't think that anyone from your school was probably downloading it. So I think you're safe.
You're safe. You don't know that, fam. Somebody might come and listen.
Like Jennifer's outside. She hears you.
Okay, Carlo, that's enough with the girl. All right, let's ask somebody
else. What about you,
Marlon? Hey, Marlon. Yeah, Marlon. Who do you have a crush on?
I already have a girlfriend, dude. So why is this even important?
You want to know why you got a girlfriend? Because if you didn't get a girlfriend by the end of like December, he was going to get signed up in online dating.
And you see, this is where the times you get a black eye.
Can we get out of this guy's love life? Come on, guys.
Brent don't understand. See, hey, Eduardo, why don't you sign you up? You're the singlest man. You're going to be...
I'm not interested in any. And I'm underage.
Your girlfriend's your right hand. So.
Is I'm that underage. The age range? When you're 18, you can sign up for OkCupid? Is that the thing? Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You got to be 18. He's 18.
I've never internet dated, so I wouldn't know. I've found that by having a personality and talking to people, you can meet them.
And he only does it by computer.
But you guys should watch out for that, because people could change their profile picture, and then when you actually meet the person, they could be totally different. They could lie online. So it's not really the most trustworthy, but if you want to go, then go for it.
Yeah. Why sometimes Eduardo does this. Like he can never think right.
He goes too far.
Thank you.
All right, Marlon, change the subject.
Go ahead.
Who is your favorite musical artist?
Eminem.
I thought it was...
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Matt.
Yes.
I just got some more respect for you, even though I had none to start with, but yeah.
Hey, Ivan, I have a question for you.
What is it?
No, Ivan, not you, Marlon.
All right.
Not Marlon.
For sure.
Okay. Ivan.
Yes.
Ask the question.
Who is your favorite musician?
He's asking what's your favorite musician.
Oh, okay. So like, artist, I got a lot. One of them is Eminem, like him. So, it's mostly a lot of those rappers, and yeah.
So he said that he basically has the same ones like Eminem too.
Yeah, and more, but I don't want to name them all.
Hey, Marlon, each time you say Eminem, I see you sweating a bit. I know you're trying to hide it, man. I mean, I ain't judging. One Direction's an okay band. Justin Bieber got a lot of views.
You know you got a tattoo.
He tattooed himself?
Yeah, he tattooed himself.
Dude, he got deported back to Canada.
No, last time I checked, they didn't want him either, so he's back.
Yeah.
Lucky you, right?
I never liked any of those bands.
Hey, Renzo, how are you so good in every single video game? Like, you're so strong that you always...
He practiced everything, dude.
Oh, no, it's just because I like to just play around with the mechanics, see what I could do. Anything I find funny, I just keep doing it, and then I just get good at it, actually. Just keep playing.
Just keep trying. Just keep trying.
The new movie's coming out soon. I think it's this year.
What movie?
Finding Dory.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to wrap it up a little bit, but I'm going to ask one last thing.
We need to ask a question to?
Who?
Lamberto. He's right there sitting doing nothing.
Oh, come on, dude. Let the DJ take a day off.
You too.
Lambie.
Let the DJ take a day off, dude. He worked all this time. Let him take a day off.
Yeah.
You don't do anything, Eduardo. All you do is just sit down, play around with your freaking PS Vita. And
not really.
Not really, Eduardo.
Not really. I'm on the board, you know.
Yeah.
Honk, honk. Mm-hmm. Where's your
I'm helping. Honk. I'm Lamberto's assistant.
In what?
Santa's little helper. Such a little elf.
Bro, he ain't your assistant.
Trouble.
Miro's my assistant. You ain't my assistant.
So, Santa's elves.
All right, then I'm Ramiro's assistant.
Santa don't got honest elves. Keep it rolling. Anyway, Marlon.
What is it?
What do you want to do in the future?
Medical therapist.
You want a what?
A food critic.
Shut up. What do you want?
It's a medical therapist. It's a career where you help people fix their bones, readjust them, and tell them what part of the body.
Isn't that a chiropractor?
Yeah, basically it really is.
Oh, I could use one right now, dude. My spine's like, ugh. How do you sleep? This is a weird question. Like, what position do you sleep in? Because I sleep like on my side, and I don't think it's working out for me.
That's what I do.
If you're gonna sleep, you might want us to sleep where it's comfortable. Like, if you sleep on your right side, if that's your comfort for you, then sleep on your right side. If you feel like backwards or forwards, sleep whenever side is comfortable for you. But right now, we gotta wrap it up. So, we enjoyed interviewing everybody on MutinyRadio.fm. I'm Marlon Morales. This has been another great week. We will say goodbye. Can everybody give a goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye,
bye.
I know none of you. Bye.
Bye, bye.
Lorenzo, come on.
Bye.
Yeah. All right.